College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The price of a dozen eggs has jumped 50% in the last year, now averaging about $5.29 a dozen. First, there was inflation, but now you can add the devastating bird flu pandemic, and breakfast just got pricier. The USDA says over 13 million egg-laying hens have died or been slaughtered since December 2024 due to that outbreak. It's not just affecting your breakfast table at home. A restaurant might typically pay $20 for a case of eggs. That case can go for over $100 now. And you can expect the extra cost to be passed right along to you. From the 24-Hour News Center, Georgia Alfredas, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey, for more episodes like this and breaking news and weather alerts, follow KRLD in the Odyssey app. Now to follow, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Search for KRLD and then tap follow in the upper right-hand corner.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, it's the one that everybody in America is talking about right now. One of the most shocking events in DFW sports history.
Mavs fan for life, but it's definitely not what I'm feeling right now. This has got to be the dumbest trade in NBA history.
There will be no more of this in Dallas.
Luka Magic, how did he do that?
And Mavs fans are gutted. Luka Doncic going to the LA Lakers for Anthony Davis.
While there's a lot of buzz as to what the Mavericks have lost in Luka Doncic, GM Nico Harrison spoke in a presser yesterday about what Anthony Davis and Max Christie bring to the team.
We really feel that they're adding into the culture that we're trying to create here. We feel that defense wins championships, and we're excited to go. We feel like we're built to win now as well as in the future.
On the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The plaza outside American Airlines Center in Dallas is pretty quiet right now, but it was anything but on Sunday as word of the Luka Doncic trade spread. Many MFFLs gathered outside the arena to pay their respects to Luka, with many saying the Mavs really blew it this time.
It's unbelievable, man. I thought he was here forever. I thought he was right next to Whiskey, but it is what it is, man, I guess.
Outside on this plaza, impromptu displays sprang up honoring Luka with photographs, candles, and signs of thanks. Outside American Airlines Center in Dallas, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Kids in Louisville are getting an unexpected three-day weekend.
Kids and teachers might be happy, but parents? Probably not so much. After almost two dozen Louisville ISD schools closed today because of a boil water notice, a major 30-inch water main break Saturday night caused water pressure to drop dramatically. Now, although the pressure was restored within hours, officials want to make sure there's no nasty bacteria in your water. So they're waiting for test results to come back clean before lifting that order. So until then, here's what you need to do. Use bottled water or boil water for at least 2 minutes before drinking, cooking, brushing your teeth, or washing your face. And make sure your pets have clean water, too. From the 24-Hour News Center, Georgia Alfredas, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, President Trump lays down 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada. Now we wait on the impact.
One of the primary reasons Trump won a second term in office was his promise to lower inflation that has remained sticky since the end of COVID. However, Tyler Evans, a resident from rural Smithton, Pennsylvania, says he's willing to give the president the benefit of the doubt for now.
Initially, right now, you know, like Canada and Mexico, the tariffs on them are basically so that they can help us out with some of the fentanyl and some of the problems that are coming through. But I don't think the tariffs will be too bad.
John Stolness, Washington.
And in Dallas yesterday, hundreds gathered to protest current immigration policies and ramped up raids from ICE after President Trump's recent executive orders.
We are here to stand together, and divided we fall, but united we stand, and I'm going to forever stand for the people.
People expressed their thoughts and opinions regarding President Donald Trump's immigration policies, including his crackdown on illegal immigration.
We came out here to protest for our families and our people that couldn't be here today. You know, this affects everyone, not just a singular people. It affects the whole community, and that's what we're all out here for.
Dallas police blocked off streets and intersections in anticipation of the demonstrations.
That's NBC5's Sophia Beausoleil reporting.
And a Dallas man pleads guilty to a hate crime against Sikhs.
The phone calls started in late 2022, according to the federal complaint. 48-year-old Bhushain Athail called the Sikh organization's national office and left 7 voicemails expressing extreme hate for the organization's employees and threatening to injure or kill them with a razor. Prosecutors say he told them he would shave the Sikh employees' heads and make them smoke tobacco, both of which are banned in the Sikh religion. The voicemails escalated to violence against both Sikh and Muslims. Athail pleaded guilty to 1 count of interfering with federally protected activities. He faces up to 10 years in prison. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Governor Abbott calls the Texas economy so strong it's the blueprint for the rest of America. KRLD's Chris Fox has more on the State of the State address.
Citing a growing affordability crisis in Texas, Governor Abbott called for more property tax relief, a complement to legislation passed 2 years ago.
I want at least $10 billion more in property tax cuts for our fellow Texans.
Abbott continued his push for school choice vouchers.
We're going to continue to fully fund our schools, as well as provide teachers with a pay raise. We can do that while also giving parents the choice they deserve.
Recent cyber attacks on Texas cities, hospitals, and businesses also led Governor Abbott to call for establishing a Texas Cyber Command. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Doctors are warning about the dangers of vaccine hesitancy.
There are a growing number of measles cases in Texas involving people who refuse to get vaccinated. Experts warn that this could quickly get out of hand.
During the pre-vaccine era, measles peaked in March and April. So guess where we're heading soon, into March and April.
Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says that measles is one of the easiest viruses to spread, and because of that, he says it's the canary in the coal mine of low vaccination rates. The latest outbreak is in Lubbock. 2 school-aged children who are unvaccinated tested positive. From the 24-hour news center, Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Good morning, KRLD business analyst David Johnson.
Well, morning anyway. Hi, all. I don't know. It's debatable whether it's going to be a good morning. There's a sense of deja vu. It was just a week ago. You remember the markets all fell off a cliff because of worries about DeepSeek, this artificial intelligence competitor that was coming out of China. And it hit all the technology stocks and ultimately all of the market. And, of course, by the end of the week, we'd made up the losses and everything was fine. And so we're starting off now with the potential global trade war. I guess it actually begins at midnight tonight. But in advance of that, we are seeing selling right across the board. France is down 1.5%. Germany's down 1 2/3%. The UK market's down 1 1/3%. And they're not even in the mix right now. It's Mexico and China and Canada that are in the mix, but it's really creating a lot of havoc around the world. The U.S. dollar is soaring against foreign currencies. Euro's down to $1.02 and change right now. Same thing with Canada and obviously in Mexico, too. We're seeing a lot of selling in the companies that presumably would be impacted the most. Lots of consumer stocks are falling. Costco and Walmart and Procter & Gamble and Starbucks and Dick's and Home Depot and Macy's, all of those stocks are sharply lower today. Then all of the automakers that import so many of their parts and in some cases virtually completed automobiles out of Mexico, they're getting hit. GM is down 8%. Toyota, Stellantis is down 7% today. Then there's the Constellation brands, the beer companies that bring in all the Modelos and everything else. They're all getting hit. Right now, the stock market looks interesting. The futures look almost exactly like they did an hour ago and maybe slightly improved from where they looked 2 hours ago. Nonetheless, the Dow looks down 538 points, the NASDAQ down 345, the S&P down 87 points. So all losses of 1.25% to 1.5%. Crude oil getting squeezed up $1.39, $73.92. Gold's up $18.30, $28.50.30. And interest rates are falling because money is looking for a safe haven. It's not going to Bitcoin. That's down 7%, down over $7,000 a piece. It's going into U.S. Treasuries, and the 10-year rate is down to 4.5%. So right now, everything selling off at about the same levels, 1.25% to 1.5%. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
As of today, McKinney ISD is now accepting applications from students outside the district. This new initiative could help alleviate the district's budget challenges. Enrollment is open for grades K through 8. With limited spots available, applications will be reviewed based on specific criteria and campus capacity.
Schools, museums, and communities nationwide are celebrating Black History Month.
Black History Month's history dates back almost a century, evolving from a week-long celebration initiated by historian Carter G. Woodson in 1926. Now, the Association for the Study of African-American Life and History releases a theme each year, with this year's focus on African-Americans and labor. Black history is celebrated in various ways, including family gatherings, school assemblies, and community events, emphasizing the importance of recognizing and teaching Black history beyond the designated month. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.